Social media, SEO, blogging. Learn more at jtid.co.uk. Hi, welcome to episode 55 of the SEO and Social Media Tips podcast. My name's John Tromans. I do digital marketing training throughout the UK. And this week we're going to be talking about e-commerce product descriptions, how to improve them, how to get a few more sales out of your online store. So I got five tips for you, which we're going to go through. And hopefully at the end of the podcast, you'll be able to implement some of these tips, some of these ideas, and hopefully, fingers crossed, drag a few more sales screaming out of your Shopify or your WordPress or whatever it is shopping cart you've got going. So if you enjoy this podcast, make sure you check out the show notes, because all the subscribe links and everything are in the show notes. You can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, all kinds of different places. And you can also find the podcasts on my website, which is jtid.co.uk. So here we go. Five ways to improve your e-commerce product descriptions. Okay, the first tip is probably the most important one at the end of the day, and it's to write for your customer in their voice. Understand who your customer is, what makes them tick, and what makes them buy stuff. And once you've done this, you'll be able to switch things around. So instead of you writing a product which you're trying to sell, you're going to be writing a description which is based on somebody wanting to buy. You understand that the difference between that, instead of writing a sales spiel on trying to sell it to your customer, you're trying to encourage them to buy. So have a really good think about your customer. Now, most stores have probably got three or four different types of customer. Your customer is not going to be one individual person, so you can't create sort of like a persona for one customer. You want to create three, maybe four different personas for different types of customer. But it's a really good idea to do this. And if you actually write down everything about your ideal customer, make up a name for them, write down their age, their sex, how do they dress, where do they go on holiday, all these things will give you an idea onto the type of person they are. Have they got kids? Have they not got kids? Are they retired? What's their income? What sort of money do they bring in? What sort of disposable income do they have? And more importantly, what do you think makes them buy something? What's the big decision? What's that final decision that makes them purchase something? Now, if it's somebody who earns like £150,000 a year, they're loaded, right? It's probably going to be quality. If it's somebody who's absolutely skint, if you're looking at a poor old student, then it's probably going to be price. And those are different things for you to target within the description of your product. So create these little personas. Actually write them down. And when you come to write your product descriptions, look at your persona, look at your customer, and think to yourself, how would they want to read this description? How would they want to see it? How would they want to interact with this description in total? If it's a very young audience, you might want to do an awful lot of social media stuff within your actual description. If it's you're targeting somebody who's an awful lot older, you might have a longer product description. It depends on the type of person you're targeting. So write for your customer in their voice. Think about them, create a persona, and describe your ideal customer, and then target your description at them, and write to please them, write to make them like your product, and write to them, write the description in their voice. The second tip is using a power or sell word within the description. Now, I reckon use a couple within a description. We're not talking like a title. We're just literally talking about the description of a product here. And a power word or a sell word can sort of like act subconsciously on people's minds. They're little words like new and original and luxury and eco-friendly, affordable. These sort of words that say something a little bit more about the product. They encourage a style of product. Is it eco-friendly? That might appeal to one type of person. The price, affordable, that might appeal to another one. And including these phrases, these little words within your description, maybe a couple of these words within a, say, 150-word description, is a really, really good idea. And it'll make the description a little bit more attractive And it'll sort of like tap on those subconscious signals which we see in our brain. So it's new, it's original. It's why new originals spread over the side of every shop, every packet of everything you see in the supermarket, isn't it? It works subconsciously on people's minds. So use a power or sell word, maybe two of them, within each of your main product descriptions. Okay, tip number three is to describe the benefits of all the features of your product. Now, every product, no matter what it is, whether it's a cheap and cheerful little plastic thing or it's a luxury silk shirt, it doesn't matter what it is, it's got features. It's got the things that it does, the selling points. And one of the ways to be able to flesh out your product description and also sell it an awful lot better is to describe the benefits of all the features. So you're not just listing a whole bunch of features down. This does this, it does that, it does the other, blah, 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 blah. That's boring, okay? What we want to be able to do is to actually turn things around and describe the benefits of all the features. So for example, if you're selling some shoes, some nice shoes, and they've got double stitching, okay? You can say double stitching, which creates an unbreakable bond. All right, makes the sound nice and strong. If you're selling a washing machine, right, you've got a direct drive motor in the back. It's got a direct drive motor because it keeps your washing machine nice and quiet. Okay, that's the benefit of having the direct drive motor. And Apple did this really, really well with the iPod years and years and years ago. The iPod wasn't one of the first MP3 players. There were MP3 players around years before the iPod came out. I had one of them, and they used to look like a little USB stick with a button on it, and used to plug your headphones into it. And Sony made them, Panasonic and Philips made them, and they always used to sell by the feature. So you used to come along and try and buy one of these, and it used to say like 4 gigabytes of data, and that was it, 4 gigabyte storage, blah, 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 blah. And it was all very feature driven. Apple came along with the iPod and they changed things around. They didn't mention things like 4 gigabytes of storage. They said in their adverts, carry 1,000 songs in your pocket. And that was the benefit of having the amount of storage on the MP3 player. So the 4 gigabyte of storage is the feature. And the fact that you can carry thousands of songs around in your pocket is a benefit of that storage. And looking at all of your products and writing down what their features are, and then thinking of a reason for that feature for being there, and describing that to your customer within your product description, it can really help with your conversion rate an awful lot. And it can also make your product descriptions a little bit longer, a little bit more interesting as well as you come to write them. So make sure you always describe the benefits of the features of your products. Okay, very quickly, just want to mention a couple of training dates that I've got coming up over the next few months, both in the UK. The first one is on the 29th of June, where I'm holding one of my blogging masterclasses. And this is based in a little town called Craven Arms, which is in the middle of sort of like of Hereford and Shrewsbury. It's on the Welsh border. And these masterclasses are designed mainly for small businesses. Digital marketing training can be expensive. And if you're a micro business, a sole trader, a small business, it's really difficult to get hold of this sort of training. So I'll try and hold a few of these training days every now and then. So there's a blogging masterclass in Craven Arms, 29th of June. And there's also, a little bit later on the 6th of July, a search engine optimization and web writing training day in Hereford, in the city of Hereford. And that'll be a good day, because out writing for the web and understanding what search engine optimization is for anybody, not just for technical people, for anybody who owns a website. Now, the cost of these training days each is £35. Okay, so it's really affordable for just about anybody. And you can find all the information on my website, which is jtid.co.uk/events. Right, tip number four for a better converting product descriptions. Include a video. Yeah, include a video. Just a video of showing you what the product looks like. Go into depth and record a video of this from many angles. We want to see what the product's like. A really good example is a rucksack I bought a few weeks ago. And I've been looking for ages and ages and ages for the right rucksack, because I use it an awful lot. It's got to carry basically a mobile office for me when I'm travelling around the UK. And the one which I ended up buying was from Amazon, and there was a video, and it showed me everything you could possibly imagine about this rucksack. They opened it up, they went inside it, they showed you all the compartments. They even said, this will fit a tablet, this will fit a laptop. And they put a tablet and put a laptop in it. They put pens in it, and there was, they showed me how it worked so I could see it. Instead of just reading 100 words on the screen, I could see exactly what this product would do for me in less than a minute. So including a video is really, really important. If you're in the fashion industry, then rent a little coffee shop or something for a couple of hours and just take a model down there with a guy who can record some videos and record video of people wearing your products, walking around the coffee shop or something. Just do it in the evening, one of the evenings or something. It won't cost you a huge amount of money, but it'll make a massive difference to the conversion rates of your products on your e-commerce store. It's much easier to watch a video on a mobile phone as well than it is to read a couple of hundred words worth of text. So if you've got somebody stood on the train, they're on the bus, whatever they're doing, they're on the mobile phone, they've got their headphones in, they're looking at it, it's so much easier just to hit play on a short 30-second video and look at the product and see lots about the product then read just a short little bit of text. If you want to do the videos yourself, I would say yes, go for it. If you don't want to have the budget of hiring a guy to come in and sort the video out for you, then do it yourself, but make sure the lighting's okay. Our phone cameras are pretty good. They're good for video, especially video for the web, but make sure the lighting is good, because nothing, it'll look awful if it's all dull and horrible. So include a video in store, maybe even go to the extent of review the products yourself, review the items and show the product being used, and this can really, really help with conversion. Right, the final tip, the fifth tip, is to use social media testimonials and reviews in the actual product description itself. Now, we've all probably got on our e-commerce store a review section at the bottom, but what I like to see is a review or a testimonial or something actually in the product description itself, so we don't have to scroll down to the bottom and dig out the reviews. We can actually see a short line of something, of an actual testimony of somebody who's bought the product and they like it. And you can also monitor social media for your products as well. So if you see somebody who's bought one of your products, they love it, they think it's fantastic, then you can even embed tweets within your product descriptions. Okay, or just copy the tweet and have a little link pointing to the tweet so people can see that it's genuine. And look through your reviews. If somebody's given you a really, really good review, and it's pretty short, pretty snappy, then actually include the review within the product description itself. This is what one of our customers recently said about this product, and just list what they said. And this really helps, again, it helps build confidence that the person is buying a good product, a solid product. So use social media testimonials and reviews within the actual product itself. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this week's podcast, and hopefully you can go away and use some of these little tips within your own product descriptions, and hopefully increase your conversion rate as well. If you own a huge store with like 10,000 products, and there's not many of you in the office, it could be a big job to do this. I understand that totally. So what I might say to you is pick certain products, certain things, maybe products that you're going to have in stock for an awful long time. That you're going to have, keep reordering and reordering and reordering. It might be an idea to work on those and work through your product descriptions on sort of like a daily, weekly basis, improving them as you go along. And stick to these ones that you're going to see an awful lot of. If you're in the fashion industry, then you might want to look at starting to write your product descriptions when you actually place the order right at the beginning, because you'll probably pre-order stuff a couple of months before you actually have it delivered in the store. So there might be an idea for you to start writing your product descriptions when you actually order the products, before you've had them delivered. And this will give you a little bit more time, a little bit more leeway in getting your product descriptions absolutely bang on right. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then subscribe. The show notes have got all the little links to iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud as well. You can find all the links as well and the podcasts on my website, which is jtid.co.uk/podcasts. Thanks for listening.